C1 General Commercial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the northeast corner of the intersection of Hebron Street Extended, also known as Hitchens Road, and Nanticoke Avenue, also known as Cargill Road, 1,100 feet south of the railroad, 500 feet north of the Nanticoke River, being west of the city limits of Seaford, to be located on 4.99 acres, more or less. Mr. Wheatley did not participate in the public hearing. Mr. Gordy, Vice Chairman, opened the public hearing. We heard comments from DLDOT. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Mr. John Willie of Peninsula Oil was present with Scott Pender of River Base Engineering and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. On March 9th, the Commission deferred action. On March 23rd, the Commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1590 for Peninsula Oil Company Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map for a parcel of land at the intersection of Hebron Street Extended and Nanticoke Avenue near the city of Seaford from AR1 Agriculture Residential to C1 General Commercial, based upon a recommended public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is located within the town center area according to the 2002 update to the comprehensive plan, and C1 zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Two, the change of zoning will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the project is in an area that contains HI1 zoned properties and properties zoned for commercial use by the city of Seaford. Four, the applicant has stated that it will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, C1 zoning is appropriate for this property since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail, shopping, and personal and miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. There was a motion, a second, and carried with three votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved. For the reasons stated, that motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wheatley did not participate. Mr. Gordy was absent. I received no additional comments or from any individual or agency to date since the public hearing on March 9th. I would note that the DLDOT comments reference the size of the parcel. Originally, based on the tax map, it appeared to be 6.5 acres. If the applicant were to reduce the amount of acreage to be rezoned to 3.9 acres or less, or request a conditional use under current zoning, the Department of Transportation would not recommend a traffic impact study. Now, this application is for 4.99 acres, and that more than 1 acre of the site is the wetlands, thereby reducing the size to less than 3.9 acres. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Pender, it's your opportunity to tell us your name and your address and why this should be approved.
Hi, good afternoon. Scott Pender with River Basin Engineering, currently residing at 904 Canning House Row, Milton, Delaware, 19968. Just moved in there a month ago. I think a month now. I'm here representing the application before you, and for the reasons stated at the public hearing, it's within the character of the surrounding neighborhood parcels. There's heavy industry in the area. This actually seems to be out of character with the AR1 current zoning, which this is why we're here requesting the change.
Gentlemen, you got questions?
Nope.
Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Pender, we are required to ask if any other members of the public are present, so I'll do that at this point. Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard regarding this application? Let the record show that no one else is here. We'll close the hearing. It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
Read the title.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a C1 General Commercial District. Certain parcel lying and being Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 4.99 acres or less.
Gentlemen,
make a motion to approve CZ 1590.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Diggs, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve changes in 1590 application Peninsula Oil Company Incorporated from AR1 to CZ or commercial. Questions on the motion, gentlemen?
Nope.
Call for the vote, Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole.
Yes, I think it's an appropriate rezoning. It's compatible with surrounding uses.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also. I agree with P&Z for the
Mr. Dukes.
I agree with P&Z's reasons. My vote yes.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes. Motion passed.
Thanks, guys.
Darren.
You're lucky, buddy.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Pender.
Thank you for the call.
You have to be here.
Mr.